see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to Into the Week, Watchmen for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program. This network is Watchmen for Jesus Network. Welcome. Family, today, and I can tell you right now, it's going to go into next week too, is telling you where the real enemy is coming from in detail. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast and we're going to get down to it. You think the enemy is coming from China or Russia or Islamic fundamentalist? That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. That's not the enemy. That's a made enemy. Yeah. To keep you distracted from the real cancer that's rotted out this country and rotted out the world since before. Actually, May the 1st, 1776, until 2014. Evidence is clear. It's virtually irrefutable. Problem is, people don't want to know it. Can you figure that out? It's like saying we're going to combat. As a former Marine, we're going to combat, but I'm not going to tell you about the enemy. We're going to guess at it. That's what it amounts to being. We don't want to know about the enemy. What he's got to use, how he's going to win or beat us, if he's going to beat us, how we can beat him, how's that going to be? We don't want to know, they say. We're just going to go into it blindly. Same thing. People want to ignore the truth, run away from what's really happening. They're heading for sudden destruction. And when it happens, how do you manage it? Well, don't want to know that either. Why is this? Why are people this way? Could it be that they've been trained this way? Yep, as a start, unfortunately. So it means strong folks out there that's come out of this matrix are going to have to lead or provide the example, which may not be a man on a white horse shooting all the bad guys. It may be that we're going to have martyrs in this country. I'd like to reduce that number, of course, but it's coming down to it. What generation? I don't know. Look for the signs. Signs are there, though, that this generation may see that time. We're not heading into World War III. A war, maybe? Sure. But a made war, to look like World War III, to look like Armageddon, to look like Gog and Magog, they can't make up their mind which, because they don't know. And the ones that do know are lying about either one of them. And this is the highest level of government and your religious institutions. I mean every one of them are deceiving the public. For everywhere from Billy Graham to Hagee to Obama to Boehner to Putin and a whole doggone lot of them, and can be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that they're deceiving the American public. No question about it. And just the fact that they're Freemasonry at the highest level, or Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, or secret society organizations, or even participating with the Illuminati, Council of Foreign Relations, is dirty enough. Simple as that. Jesus Christ is real. Unfortunately, people at the last moment will realize that this is going to be their option. And to share and help each other is the second option. But to help each other better is going to be through Jesus. Literally. The supernatural is the natural scheme of this universe. It's supernatural. But right now, people are focused on the patriotic waving the flag and the anti-terrorist and Ebola and all this stuff to keep everybody busy and so forth, that they're not going to see the forest for the trees. We all know how that works. Well, they've tried this once before. Said 1,000 people had died from the flu, and that was a lie. Didn't happen. Obama declared a national emergency. Declared a national emergency as U.S. swine flu deaths hit 1,000 in 24 October 2009. They let it die a death quietly and quickly, because they were going to infect everybody with the vaccines. That was the plan back then. Obama's infecting Christians with Ebola to destroy Jesus and start a new age of liberal darkness. August 4th, 2014. Really? So Obama is what? He's 100 years old? 200 years old? 300 years old? How's that work? Because the new age started back at Nimrod. And Nimrod, May the 1st, 1776, a couple thousand plus years, is when the communist agenda began with Adam Weishaupt of the New Age movement, New World Order generation. So that's a really old Obama there. Obama is old, huh? No, Obama is just a small little puppet like everybody else. And a much bigger game, much bigger picture. Ebola was made in the laboratory around the 70s or 60s, if not before. Ebola spawned the man-made HIV in Fort Detrick, Maryland, about the late 70s. And from the Ebola and the HIV, if you read the history of it, you got to dig it up, though. They came up with Guilford syndrome, a virus that was given to the, besides the messed up anthrax and the other means of starting to eliminate our troops in the first Gulf War, thanks to Bush, another murderer. All of them, every one of them, that's fact too. They're all connected. The idea is to eliminate the military, eliminate the family, the religion, the business, control it, just a multitude of things, which I'll cover today, primarily the main weapon they've used, and I'd say effectively beyond your imagination, is feminism. And the war on the family is like a web of destruction throughout the world, but primarily used against the United States beginning in 1945. Exactly. Can it be stopped? No, it's already done. The damage has been done. However, to manage it, yes, there's things to do. Things have been done, actually, to slow it down, to distract from it, to bring some spokes out of the wheel to make it slow down or make them have to fix the wheel. You see what I mean? That's how you do it. There's things you can do. But you got to know your enemy. You got to face it. I'm going to point those things out today, and I'm almost for sure going to be Monday and probably next week. This is part five, but I've consolidated it and simplified it. If you know your enemy, you can at least defeat the enemy or manage, minimize the damage. Dedicate the broadcast. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity we have that you've given us to have our network. Father, we can work. We can spread the gospel, spread the true word. Lord, to guide us today, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father, we dedicate this broadcast. Lord, we pray for our brethren. We pray for our families. Lord, to bring them together. Father, we know that Satan's going to attack the families in all kinds of different ways. And Father, that's how they get our attention away. They make us distracted. To take us away from those closest to us and of ourselves. Lord, we call upon you to spread the blood of Jesus around us, Lord, to protect us. And, Father, to guide us in the right path to take, make the right decisions, and to give us protection so we can act and spread the gospel and spread the true word and give people the answers they need. Lord, to give us the answers we need, Father, for with wisdom, discernment, to guide us along as our own spiritual development and our courage to be used for the benefit of others. Father, to do thy will instead of our own. Father, we pray for a resurgence of knowledge, of wisdom, of bravery, Father, courage in this country to rise up and face the truth, Lord, but we need the truth tellers out there. Father, to eliminate the fear, to show us the way around it, to show us how to get through it through our faith. Father, we pray for the churches to strip away from their agendas, to exalt the true word of God in the King James Bible, for the Father to give them the courage to step away from these associations, these 501c3 control elements, and Father, the World Council of Churches, and the Vatican, and all these, to step away from them, and Father, to start telling the truth and leading their parishioners in the right path. Father, we pray for the veterans and for their protection, Lord, from the voices to skull that they've got, the voices that they hear, Father, caused by the technology, caused by the psychotropic drugs, that, Lord, you render it null and void, and, Lord, to set up divine appointments, that, Father, when their thoughts of suicide, you'll find a divine appointment that's going to redirect their thoughts back to the Lord Jesus Christ, that someone will witness to them, or a song they hear, or something they read, or, Father, some kind of a epiphany they have that will stop their thoughts of suicide. There's so many at 26 per day. Lord, we know it's being orchestrated. And Lord, we need help down here to supernaturally bring this truth out. Lord, we pray for children that's being sought after, abducted for these ritual sacrifices by these Wicca, by these Satanists and all the like. And to strip down their protection, Lord, and strip down the protection of the Wicca and the Satanists and all their covens. And expose them to the world. And those, Father, within their group, to find the heart that you can bind the Holy Spirit to, Lord, to lead them to Jesus. And maybe even the whole coven will renounce their blood oaths and renounce their agendas and to save them, if that is even possible. Lord, we pray for children to be protected. We pray for our veterans to be guided along and protected. We pray for people coming together. We pray for an outpouring of knowledge and wisdom and the gospel. And all these things we pray, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, right now they're into a patriotic fervor, a patriotism and all that. Defeat the New World Order by, you know, all these means of bravado and so forth and so on. They have no idea. You can't do that with supernatural enemies. They've attacked our families since this country was born. They set us up. I've been explaining that all this week, pretty much. Today I'm going to give you some more meat to look at, to see what they've done. Are you able to stop this? No, it's impossible to stop it. But you can slow it down, maybe extend it another generation. Who knows? Family, the King James Bible tells you what's going to happen. We just don't know when it's going to happen. And that's God's business, not our own. You see? And so what we do is live our lives day to day, plan for the future and what have you. Protect your families, protect your friends, protect yourself. Worship. And you know, there's only one God. But now they've attacked every area that you can think of. If it wasn't powerful, why would they attack these areas? Family, Satan is going to work in families. He's going to cause all kinds of things to go on around you. Physical, emotional, breakups, jobs. Family, a lot of this is supernatural. And until these churches, these so-called preachers out here, rabbis and priests, start talking about the truth, about the New World Order, talk about spiritual warfare and how to defeat it, they're never going to come to a conclusion. I'm going to give you some laid out today, more specific information about what you're really up against. You know, we could spend a whole, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes talking about Ebola. Well, and I gave you an idea. Right here, it says, in 24 October 2009, that's 5 years ago, roughly, the title of the article was "Obama Declares a National Emergency as U.S. Swine Flu Deaths Hit 1,000. Family, that was an out-and-out lie. To justify going into Kosovo in the 1990s, they said 100,000 Albanians were missing. And the articles insinuated they were mass graves like Hitler. 100,000. Well, they changed it. You can find it right now. Look up 100,000 missing Albanians, Muslims, 1990s. And then he changed it sometime later to 10,000. What happened to the other 90-some thousand? So, and then they, Del Ponte, when they all went in there to finally go in, it was 1,209 or something like that, about that. 1,040, something like that. 1,249, I believe. Actual bodies they found, you know. And that's questionable deaths. A lot of them by Wesley Clark's errant bombing of the targets. He is part of the New World Order. He's a liar, too. Just like Boykin and Rick Joyner. family, they lie to you. These are secret society members. You got to know this. You cannot trust them as patriots. When they've taken a blood oath against America by being a Knights of Malta, they're against you, lying to you that they're patriots. They are absolutely not. Were they changed? I don't know. As a colonel, maybe changed, first star, second, I don't know, somewhere there, somebody got to them, convinced them that you better join us. Just so happens that those generals that don't kind of end up leaving or having retired early, or family member had a plane crash, or maybe they got shot in a terrorist attack. You get the picture? They murdered Pat Tillman, murdered Kyle, the sniper. This is how they do things. This is not TV. This is real. We have a war coming, right? A World War III, which is a lie. Now, they may be a war, but it ain't World War III. So let's say they have some kind of generated war of some kind that pops up here next month, next 6 weeks, whatever. I don't know. It pops up, hits the newspapers. So you got this war going on. Somebody's going to come in and stop it. Then they're going to try to bring peace. That's when they start controlling people. They set up these situations, instances, false flags, to gain control. That was what was the sinking of the Maine, was a false flag. That's confirmed. Civil War was a false flag. Started a war between each Americans, because of a false flag set up by the Jesuits, confirmed by Lincoln with a quote. Every single war we've ever had had been established by these globalists, each generation planning ahead. It's all been prescripted like a reality show. They always control both sides. No revolution for the free has ever succeeded, ever. In our history, or in European history, the only benevolent king they've really had was King James. He was never a pedophile. He was never a Freemason. He was none of that. They tried to kill him 3 times. The Vatican did. Other than that, you've had nothing but malevolent kings and queens and so forth. There was one other queen. I forgot her name right now, but... Queen Anne, Queen Anne. I forgot her name exactly, but she was a good queen. That's it. Because Satan right now rules this earth as allowed by God. It's a supernatural war that we're in. Now, let's go back to what I was talking about. President Barack Obama declared a national emergency in America. Swine flu deaths reached 1,000. In Britain, meanwhile, 122 people died in case of swine flu, have more than doubled in the past 7 years. Hear all this mess? It's all baloney. It's widespread in 46 of America's 50 states. That never happened back then. They had actually got the articles out to start the fear so that we'd all run to get our shots, and that was going to start it. It was supposed to have taken place in 2009, a pandemic that would have been started by the vaccinations. Family, this is how they're planning. And Obama's nothing but another shoe on an octopus. You ever seen an octopus wear shoes? There'd be 8 of them, wouldn't it? That's all he is, nothing more. And there's nothing new under the sun. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. It was Queen Victoria that was a good queen. And King James. That's it. That's all. And I wonder why King James was a godly man. Because only 20 years after King James, by the way. I know I kind of shifted on you, but I'll get back to the other in a minute. I want to make sure you understand this. Was because God chose his reign from a prayer by Tyndall of opening the eyes of the King of England. And he did. It's King James. 20 years after was when the rumor started by Guy Fawkes that he was a pedophile, he's homosexual. Make up your mind. He was a Freemason, everything they could throw at him, 20 years after his death. Why? To discredit the Bible. Even today, oh, you're one of those King James onlyists, huh? Well, whatever happened to your Quran onlyist or your NIV onlyist? How come we don't have separate little camps about them? Why just the King James onlyist or terrible people? Yeah, because the King James Bible is the only true word of God they got in the face of this planet. That's why. And they're afraid to death of it. What they're afraid of, they attack. At least when a coyote attacks, he's hungry. These people are just plain evil. I mean, your presidents, your congressmen, CEOs of major corporations, educators, all belonging to the CFR, Freemasonry, Knights of Malta. There are tens of thousands, if not millions, of these globalists. Except here's the rub. They don't know. They're taught that they're going to be the rulers. They're going to be the big shots. They're not. They're going to be the cannon fodder. They don't know that yet. Psalms 34:21 tells exactly what's going to be their fate. That's a promise and a guarantee. They've been deceived. Family, don't you be deceived. But here they got Obama's infecting Christians with Ebola to destroy Jesus and start a new age of liberal darkness. Family, that's been going on for centuries. If it's not Ebola, it's a war. If it's not a war, it's some movement or something to destroy a resurrection or revolution. Family, it's all the same. They just blame the individual that they're going to use. And Obama's part of this, though, see? He plays that role. He's taught to play the role. He's a pseudo-Muslim, taught to be Muslim, but he's really a Luciferian, just like his cousin Bush, Cheney, Buchanan. All of them are liars, and they work together. The Republican, Democrat, ridiculous. Martin Luther King said that we've been betrayed by both the Democrat and Republican parties. FDR, as evil as he was, oh, absolutely, I got the evidence on him, slam dunk. FDR, though, said presidents are not elected, they're appointed. See, family, it's time to come out of the matrix. And that's what I see as my position on this broadcast to do. Is to do what I can to simplify. You know, this thing has got so almost so ridiculous. This is almost so maudlin. So asinine. This is a current article, August the 4th, 2014. Obama's infecting Christians with Ebola to destroy Jesus and start a new age of liberal darkness. Man, only idiots write articles like this. Abe, whoever he is, I don't know. Anyway, here's the point. Quote, Barack Obama has used genetics to manufacture the most powerful virus in the history of mankind. The virus is evolved form of Ebola, a deadly virus that causes the body to bleed to death in a week. Here comes the catcher. Ebola virus is seen in this slide. Spells out the world Obama. Christian scientists speculate that only those who can inject a cure for Ebola will get this marker in their blood, indicating they bowed before Obama to get the antidote. What a bunch of idiots, man. See, they're trying to make him look like he's the Antichrist. They're trying to say that his name is spelled out in a virus in a slide. This is getting so ridiculous. This is not a tabloid. It's not tabloid. This is Author is Abe. Let's see who wrote this. I don't know who wrote this. This is just nonsense. ChrisWare.org. You see how they do this? It's all manipulation. Now, they'll put this article out all kinds of different places. So my point was how they lie in the news to a massive scale. Now, they will spread the virus in certain locations to justify the vaccine, and look out. Now, they've got it worked out. If you don't take the vaccine because you're a conspiracy theorist, I'm not taking that vaccine because I know what's in it. No problem. They've got laws and martial law to put you on a bus if you refuse the vaccine. And those that say, well, yes, I want the vaccine. I don't want to die from Ebola. Okay, so then they get the vaccine, they're going to die anyway. Family, you better get into a prayer life. Let your pride go. Get with Jesus Christ. Now, you can come up with white hats and Rambo and Chuck Norris all you want, but that's not reality. I've told you all many times, and those that's been listening to me have heard me talk about this, that they're going to launch a major insurrection in the United States at some point in time. I don't know if it's going to be before the first seal, that will start. That's where the MS-13 is coming in for. That's what they're forming up, Christian Identity and the KKK and the Aryan Nation, Crips and Bloods. That's what Charles Manson's been organizing for the past 5 years plus, 10 years probably, from his cell with the cell phones, just like that murderer Mandela. That's for protection to put him in prison. He's linked up to Satan. His introduction to Satanism and possession was the Sharon Tate murder. That sacrifice was what got him online for the government to be a channeler. Now, I know that might be a little heavy for some of you, but I don't have time to piddle around with it. That's what happened. That sacrifice was what got him possessed, got his link to the Prince of Darkness. Boy, that sounds crazy. I know, but that's what happened. And since then, he's been a channeler. I don't think you'd call him a monk, but that's kind of what it is, because the monks and Tibet and Himalayas, that's why they do all this meditation and yoga and smelling and breathing and floating around and all that nonsense, because they are channelers of the fallen angels, and that's why they're on the mountains, because it helps open portals. You ever heard of the Tower of Babel? Remember the Tower of Babel with Nimrod? Well, they don't have mountains back there. So the Tower of Babel was going to be their mountain. A mountain helps a location somehow or another, by the silica, by the alchemy, to open up portals allowing the fallen angels to come into this realm. That's it, down and dirty. That's what the Tower of Babel was all about. Has to do with mountains. Mountains have convergence of ley lines. More power, more energy to open up the portals. It's always on a mountain or in a darn cave. Yeah, well, any case, there was a briefing. There was a plan laid out. It goes back to 1870s. And it's in full swing today. And a part of this plan, it said, and I quote the following, 14th point. And he is the speaker of this plan that's being laid out. Quote, he next explained the necessity of having their agentur always come out in the open and appear on the scene when conditions have reached their lowest ebb and the masses have been subjugated by means of wanton terror. He pointed out that when it was time to restore order, they would do it in such a way that the victims would believe they had been prey of criminals and irresponsibilities. He said, quote, by executing the criminals and lunatics after they'd carried out our preconceived reign of terror, we can make ourselves appear as the saviors of the oppressed and the champions of the workers. The speaker then added, quote, we're interested in just the opposite, in the diminution and killing out of the Goyim. And guess who's the Goyim? We are. World population. That's coming. And America was targeted a long time ago. And here's why. Listen. Here's why Lincoln said, one second please, I got the quote right here. Mr. Abraham Lincoln, who pulled out of the matrix, who was supposed to release the blacks from slavery by design, then we're going to subjugate the blacks after 1865, which they did. But Lincoln pulled out of it. He started fixing things. He didn't want to go along with it. And Lincoln said, and I quote, it's probably what got him killed, about the Civil War, for example. This war, begin quote, this war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery that we now see our land reddened with blood of our noblest sons. Though there were great differences of opinion between the North and South and North on the question of slavery, neither Jeff Davis nor any one of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not relied on the promise of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money and arms of the Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us. Unquote. Charles Quitney. 50 Years in the Church of Rome. Copyright 1885, page 388. That's why the French were on the side of the South. And the Germans, those murderers, were on the side of the North. To make sure that we didn't get powerful. That we fought each other and died like we're doing it today. Like we're getting ready to do it today, there, Americans. Blacks, whites, Hispanic. You're still Americans. But y'all have been taught to fight each other. You got the Christian identity with the KKK and the Aryan Nation. You got the blacks with the Black Panthers and the Muslim, black Muslims. You got the Mexicans with, Aslan. You get the point? They got y'all divided up, don't they? And you street gang guys out there. They're going to let you launch your attack and have your fun, right? Yeah, well, they're going to use you as cannon fodder and justification when they cramp down on you. You don't know about the UN troops on the deep underground military bases. They're going to unleash on you. They're going to double-cross you, too. Your worst MS-13 soldier can't hold a candle to the evil of these globalists. You have no idea how evil these people are. Well, it so happens that in doing further research, I found some other substantiation because there was an article that, inspired by the international bankers, appeared in the London Times, and it concerned Abraham Lincoln's issue of greenbacks, kind of like JFK. How about that? How God works, isn't it? It said, quote, if this mischievous financial policy, sound familiar, which has its origin in North America, shall become indurated down to a fixture, then that government will furnish its own money without cost. It will pay off debts and be without debt. It will have all the money necessary to carry on its commerce. It will become prosperous without precedent in the history of the world. The brains and wealth of all countries will go to the North America. And in capital letters, that country must be destroyed, or it will destroy every monarchy on the globe. Unquote. Now you see why America must be taken out. You see, Bill Cooper was very correct. That's why they murdered him, like they did Russo, like they did Nancy Schaefer. Because they were true Americans. They were true liberators. They were true truth tellers, not like he got today. They didn't have an agenda except to help people. That's why they were murdered. But you see, God brought him home. Getting ready. Because the wicked will be left down here. So you got to ask yourself, whose side are you on? Andrew Jackson balanced the budget. The only president in the history of our country. Andrew Jackson balanced the budget in order to defeat the Illuminati. That's why they tried to kill him three times. McKinley was against her financial policy. So what happened to him? JFK, you already know about. Jesuits are murderers since the day they were formed in the 1500s. Funded by the Borgia. And Borgia ain't Jew. Borgia is Italian. Insiders. They formed the Jesuits. Before the Jesuits were the Alumbrados. Alumbrados out of Spain. Before that, who knows? They're all murderers. But they're globalists. And they lose. But in the meantime, you see, that's why they had the, well, just like they got today. We got Russians, Chinese, European troops throughout the United States that you all don't know about. Led in by Clinton and led in by Bush, and gosh, it even goes back to FDR. Yeah, you thought it was Obama letting all the immigrants in, right? Well, I think I got some new listeners, and I owe you some evidence, don't I? Well, I'm going to give it to you. How about words from the old mouth themselves? That's what I do. I give you slam dunk evidence. You want to refute it? Good luck, because you won't. March the 4th, 1939, FDR said behind closed doors, and this represents every president we've ever had with the same attitude, except for the ones they've assassinated. George Washington and John Adams, they just kind of stayed back out of the way because they knew they couldn't trust their Congress and they couldn't trust the ones in the secret societies. The rest of the presidents, I can't say that on the air. March the 4th, 1939, quote from FDR, behind closed doors, in front of three congressional committees, and one of the witnesses was Senator Lundeen, who sent this quote to William G. Carr to put it in his book in the 1950s. He waited till FDR was dead. Here's what the quote from FDR himself, behind closed doors, said to the people. Now keep in mind, when I say instruments, that's American citizens. When I say my people, that's the Illuminati. And note that this is 2 years before Pearl Harbor and 6 years after a planned military coup of the government failed with another one planned in the 1940s. A big one planned. Where all the heads of states were working together in World War II, not apart. That's how it really was. Knowing that, and they were going to put us under a dictatorship in the 1940s, a world dictatorship was supposed to have taken place in 1943-44, but it fell apart. They had to readjust, continue on to 1945 to start taking America down first. Now you know why. Because they could not do it with the way that America was in 1943-44. They realized in 1945 that America had to be disassembled. Because we stopped a world dictatorship in 1943-44. Because power lust overtook Hitler. Yamamoto failed in securing the West Coast. The fascists fell apart. God works amazing, isn't it? Oh, yeah, in the sixth phase of this attack, FDR, Hitler, Churchill were working together in order to bring us under dictatorship, Spain and France in the fifth phase, America in the sixth phase. A lot of people don't know that. Okay, the quote goes like this in 1939, March the 4th. Quote, FDR says, I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I am putting my people, Illuminati, ahead of all instruments, American citizens. I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war, and a war only. To hell with American people, as far as a democracy is concerned. It does not exist, it never did, and we will never let it happen that way. I am going to crush business. Now listen. Infest America with all the aliens possible. And the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My New Deal is a failure, and I know it. But no one else will tell me that I must discontinue my present activities and program. Unquote. Now, that quote was never supposed to have been let out to the public. And it wasn't until FDR was dead. Look up Senator Lundeen. L-U-N-D-E-E-N. That is the real government of European government, American government, Scandinavian government, every single government working together for the New World Order. Now, what they're trying to get us to think now, oh, here's an article, see. Russian nuclear bombers getting closer to the United States. Here we go, see. Fake World War III on the way. Another one. See how they do it? Every day. Well, even back in the 1940s, why would they infest America with all the aliens possible? Because they have no national sovereignty. It'd be like taking Americans and infesting Americans of all different nationalities into Russia. You don't care about Russia, do you? No, the Russians do, but you don't. So let's put a lot of Americans into Russia, you see? Because you don't really care about, you know, you're not rah, 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 Russia. That's why they bring foreigners into this country like they did whites, you know, when the Mexicans and Indians lived here first. We come in because they're escaping the Vatican from murder between 1200 and 1492, 1200 AD to 1492. The Vatican is murdering 50 to 68 million people between 1200 and 1800 AD. 600 year period between 50 and 68 million people were slaughtered by the Vatican. So by 1492, 200 years of slaughter, almost 300 years, and your ancestors getting slaughtered by the Vatican, I think it's time to get out of there, wouldn't you? Yeah, well, that's why they anticipated that. What Columbus was all about. He was a member of the royal family. He was Illuminati. He knew exactly where he was going. Now you see what I'm talking about here? What you're dealing with? The reality? I deal in reality. I don't deal in all this fluff stuff. You see? And I'm going to tell it to you, too. It's time to pull out of this matrix and to wake up. Snap out of it. And start looking at the truth. It is a... There's no human being that's got the smarts, intelligence, or power to accomplish this. It's impossible. Impossible. Mankind does not have the insight, no wisdom or discernment to do this kind of plan. It's impossible. One president would change. One king would change. It'd never have the congruency. This is a supernatural agenda. Now, if you want to believe in evolution, good luck, because the evolution's impossible. With one word, you defeat the debate. Entropy. Everything dies, rusts, rots, or is used up. Nothing goes forward. Mutation simply means it's missing something, and that means it's going to die and never reproduce. And yet they got us believing in evolution. So then how did we get here? By a supernatural being, that's how. Nature could not have produced us out of nothing. It's impossible. Even atheists will agree with that. They just don't like God of the Bible, that's all. So we're down to it. It's the following truths. We'll start off basic. Because the real issue at stake here is whether Christ, Jesus Christ, or Satan will ultimately rule as king upon this earth. That's very basic. Number two, is supreme directors in this satanic conspiracy or a small group of men, that's relative, speaking small, who believe in the supernatural, but who deliberately organize atheistic materialism, and this is to lure human beings away from Almighty God. And you can see it every single day. If there's no God, then why they're so concerned with it? You ever thought about that? The devil, Satan, Lucifer, is their master, supernatural. In the New Age movement, he's called Sanat Kumara. In the Old Testament of the Bible, the fallen angels are called the sons of God of the Old Testament only. Any preacher has a problem with that, tell them to give me a call. Because they're trying to get you to believe that the sons of God are the sons of Seth. It's nonsense. It's impossible. But their devil, the master, wins every soul who's denied the existence of God and refused to love, serve, and obey God. Nothing to do with the country. It's got nothing to do with the darn country. It has to do with serving Almighty God through Jesus Christ. That's what it has to do with. Patriotism has become an idol of every country. It works so much, so well, so controlling, that when you infest a country with another aliens, it takes away the sovereignty of that country. Aha. Number three, the fundamental principle of the Satanic Illuminati, and this is highlighted. The fundamental principle of the Satanic Illuminati, and we're getting down to it now, like a funnel, I'm taking you, is to divide the different races, religions, political groups, social classes, nationalities, etc., and make them fight each other so they become weak in manpower and ruined economically. And this plot leads them towards internationalism. It's called a dialectic. That's what's being done. That's what's been done for centuries. We fall for it every time, every generation. Because you don't look back. You don't do the research. We're tied up with other things. This is exactly what they're doing. Rockefellers funded Occupy Wall Street. When I was in Kosovo, MPRI, which is an organization kind of like a mercenary type, but they're retired military experts in their fields, worked to produce subgroups, terrorist groups, and countries, and their militaries, advisement, that kind of thing. I know when I was in Kosovo, in Macedonia, they had insurrection with the National Liberation Army in L.A., Albanians, the terrorists they considered. And then the MPRI, a unit was with them, 17 of them to be exact. And simultaneously, you had MPRI also working with Macedonian forces at the same time. I know for a fact, one night they got trapped. And the Albanian terrorists, or rebels, were being closed in on by the Macedonian forces that had MPRI advisors. Problem was, the Albanian terrorists or rebels had MPRI advisors with them at the same time. 17 of them. They had to call for help from Camp Bondsteel to pick them up and get them out of there before the nightfall. And then finally the Macedonian forces closed in on the Albanian rebel group. And they just put them on school buses and sent them back to Kosovo. You want to read about it? I don't write no books. But a friend of mine wrote a book. It got my name in it and whatever. I don't get nothing for it. Don't want anything from it. The Coming Balkan Caliphate by Chris DeLisio talks about that incident. My point is, We always control both sides as ordered by the Vatican, as ordered by the Jesuits. We're nothing but a puppet of the Jesuits. Now, you see. Number four. In the 20th century, there's been five fields of thought that's trying to influence the course of world events. Very basic. One is Christianity. And that teaches that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he will someday come back on earth in majesty and glory to restore the law and order of Almighty God. And that's going to happen. Bank on it. There's no stopping him. But they're trying to. They're trying to invoke his wrath upon America. And it's working. By same-sex marriage, changing the laws of the land, approving of abortions, bringing drugs in, approving of those. Euthanasia of children that's being worked on in Oregon since 1994. You start passing those laws, you let the prisoners out of prison, stop the death penalty, look out. Because when the laws go against God's laws, here comes judgment. And that's what they're counting on. This is what's really going on. Another part, international communism, which began in May the 1st, 1776, and pervades today and always has. It teaches atheistic materialism and claims that everything starts from matter, energy, and returns to matter, energy. Its leaders work to bring about an international atheistic dictatorship. They've tried for years since Nimrod. Yeah. Dictators all the way through to Hitler, and they've failed each time. Gathering souls along the way, but they've not acquired their new world order yet. Not in the public view, anyway. But the thinner that veil goes of God, the closer they get to the new world order. And that's in the Bible. Imagine that. The Illuminati, who used all other to reach their goal to establish the despotism of Satan upon this earth. Political Zionism, fake Jews, which aimed at control by the Jews. But these are fake Jews. They're not Hebrew Israelites, the true chosen of God. These are fake Jews in Israel today. It's not even the real Israel. God used them to set up a home base for Israel, finally, 1948. The fig leaf bloomed, but the ones in power or frauds. Netanyahu, they're all frauds. They don't even speak old Hebrew. They got Judaism. They got all kinds of corrupted religions like we do here in America. It's not about religion. It's about Jesus. It's not about Christianity. Jesus Christ is not about Christianity. When you say he is, then tell me which sect are you talking about? Mormon? Jehovah's Witness? Different doctrines in Baptist? Different doctrines in Presbyterian, Methodist? Which one? No, Christianity was a religion designed by the Vatican, designed by Constantine, a pagan, in 325 A.D., and pervades today. Back to 1200 to 1800 A.D., 50 to 68 million people murdered by the Vatican. St. Bartholomew Massacre in the 16th century, 70 to 100,000 massacred people, French Huguenots, in 1 week? Camp Jasanovic, Croatia, 1941 to 43, a concentration camp of Croatia. Ustasha, Roman Catholic troops. Ustasha, U-S-T-A-S-H-A, in Camp Jasanovic. Murdered 750,000 Serb Orthodox Christians, 60,000 Jews, and 26,000 Gypsies, documented, murdered in one concentration camp in the 1940s. Now, if you think God ordains that, man, you've been eating too much popcorn and sniffing up too much cotton candy. Something's wrong with you. Man, get out of these churches. Get with God through Jesus Christ. If you've got to form a church in your own house where two or more are gathered, man, that's where you go. And worship the true God through Jesus. There's your true church. Then they have, and they can set up by the Vatican also, international Nazism. You know that Adolf Hitler was a Roman Catholic. He studied Blavatsky. Helena Blavatsky brought in the New Age movement, the mother of the New Age movement. Teilhard de Chardin, a Jesuit priest, was the father of the New Age movement. Family, I'm not just banging on the Roman Catholic Church. I'm banging on all religions, every single cotton picking one of them. God is not about religion. That's a man-made institution to control you. God is about redemption, salvation, his son died on the cross for you to be able to cross over into heaven. When your body dies, it'll be joined up later, and it's called the judgment seat of Christ. That's all real. What's going on today is deception and lies. It's time to stand up. International Nazism taught the deity of man, kind of like a little humanism going on here, natural law, communitarianism. You know what communitarianism is? It's a philosophical way of getting you off the truth, is what it is. It's not a bunch of mumbo jumbo. If I talk about it, it makes me look like I'm educated. The reality is, it's a bunch of nonsense. And it was designed to get you away from the truth by making it philosophical, political rhetoric. I studied it. I looked at it. I said, this is just a bunch of blah, blah, blah. To get you off track. It says here in international Nazism, the state is all supreme. The leaders sought to impose their ideas for a militarist dictatorship upon the people. Sound familiar? Now, in 1841, Clinton Roosevelt wrote the science of, quote, he plagiarized actually from Adam Weishaupt. Clinton Roosevelt wrote, and I have it documented. I've got the actual, well, not the actual document, but I got a reprint of this plan. The Science of Government Founded on Natural Law is the title of it. I got a reprint of it, 1841. Well, that was passed on to, through Albert Pike, Manzini, Clinton Roosevelt, Freemasons, was passed on to Karl Marx. Yeah. And he was tasked with plagiarizing it and create the next enemy called communism in 1848, called the Communist Manifesto. And simultaneously, they assigned Karl Ritter to sign to start the writing of the antithesis called fascism. Karl Ritter, he died kind of early in the writing of it, and Frank Nietzsche took over, and that's where you get Nazism. And this is all planned out before 1870s or so to prepare for the wars of the 20th century. You got it now? So by 1885, they're having anti-Jew demonstrations and Hitler's born and all kinds of things going on in April. Yeah. And they're getting ready for the 20th century of financial control, wars, seeking of the main to justify America to be a strong arm tactic, strong arm of the Vatican to set up debt. You go back to what I said a little while ago. Establish debt to control the country. We were the strong arm to collect debt from countries under the guise and the lie fighting for freedom. Family, are you catching the implication of what I'm talking about here? About Arlington Cemetery? Well, we've been lied. I've got another hour to go. I'm not going to lose it here. I'm not going to get mad. I've been a Marine for 12 years. And these lying, low-life politicians, CEOs, so-called scientists that are members of the Council of Foreign Relations, members of the Illuminati, the globalists, make my blood boil. The deaths they cause since 1776 just torques my jaw so much I can't even drink Coca-Cola. I'm trying to use other words when I get this way. When I feel it, I got to let it go. In 1950, give you some evidence, they had some good reporters come out of the Chicago Tribune. You have very few good reporters since the year 1915, because according to congressional records, you understand, congressional records, J.P. Morgan bought out 25 of the major newspapers in 1915. And since then, they controlled the media in America totally. That's congressional records, by the way. And then they passed it on in 1921 to another lowlife named Rockefellers, who had formed the Council of Foreign Relations. That is the Illuminati. And then the Council of Foreign Relations took control of the media from radio, then comes TV, newspapers, and they furnished editors for each newspaper to make sure they followed the agenda as they were ordered to. Well, the Chicago Tribune, they got some good punches in there before they fixed it. Well, here's the point. One of the articles that came through in 1950, and I'm just going to read the article. The rest of it you can pretty much guess. Quote, "The members of the Council on Foreign Relations are persons of much more than average influence in their community. They have used the prestige that their wealth, their social position, and their education have given them to lead their country toward bankruptcy and military debacle. They should look at their hands. There is blood on them, the dried blood of the last war, and the fresh blood of the present one." And that was 1950. That's the Korean War, is what he's talking about. Even then, people knew that the Council of Foreign Relations are the enemy. The Knights of Malta, Freemasonry, at the highest level, are enemies of this country. They're the ones that the terrorists. They're using terrorists as plausible deniability. Now, do you find that almost unbelievable? Do you hate me for saying that? Well, I tell you what I'm going to do then. I'm going to play this one more time. That some of you already heard, but I need to add this to it to give you some substantiation. Bear with me, old listeners.
We also have a history of kind of moving in and out of Pakistan. I mean, let's remember here, the people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago. And we did it because we were locked in this struggle with the Soviet Union. They invaded Afghanistan, and we did not want to see them control Central Asia. And we went to work. And it was President Reagan, in partnership with the Congress, led by Democrats, who said, you know what, sounds like a pretty good idea. Let's deal with the ISI and the Pakistani military, and let's go recruit these Mujahideen, and let's great. Let's get some to come from Saudi Arabia and other places, importing their Wahhabi brand of Islam so that we can go beat the Soviet Union. And guess what? They retreated. They lost billions of dollars, and it led to the collapse of the Soviet Union. So there's a very strong argument, which is, wasn't a bad investment to end the Soviet Union, but let's be careful what we sow because we will harvest. So we then left Pakistan. We said, okay, fine, you deal with the stingers that we've left all over your country. You deal with the mines that are along the border. And by the way, we don't want to have anything to do with you. In fact, we're sanctioning you. So we stopped dealing with the Pakistani military and with ISI, and we now are making up for a lot of lost time.
And she lies there. We never stopped dealing with them. We've always been dealing with them. There's a lie she said there, but most of it was truth. And now you've got this one.
Oh, thank you very much, Richard. And I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, I guess, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future. I mean, Richard just gave what could be described as a mini version of my remarks in talking about the issues that confront us. But I look out at this audience filled with not only many friends and colleagues, but people who have served in prior administrations. And so there is never a time when the inbox is not full. You know, shortly before I started at the State Department, a former Secretary of State called me with this advice: don't try to do too much. And it seemed like a wise admonition if only it were possible. But the international agenda today is unforgiving. Two wars, conflict in the Middle East, ongoing threats of violent extremism and nuclear proliferation, global recession, climate change, hunger and disease, and a widening gap between the rich and the poor.
And finally, try this out for size.
A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americas, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, Chairman David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Now you see how they lie? And they're all cousins. Romney, Cheney, Bush, Kerry. They're cousins, family, of the Merovingian bloodline. They're appointed. They're cousins. I mean, literally. Look it up. Family being lied to. If you're in your secret societies, get out of there. You got to get out. Now, moving into the family, this is how they have destroyed this country and taken us down, is focusing on the family. Clinton Roosevelt's science of government, direct derivatives of such organizations, is the phases of Weishaupt's conspiracy that goes until today, family, proven. In effect, they have the following measures. I'll give you exactly. Overthrow of existing governments and the replacement by dictatorship of the conspirators. Two, looting individuals and nations of their wealth through such devices as violence and war, capital and income taxes, confiscatory inheritance taxes, eventually an end of private ownership of property. That's where you get your fires from and your forest fires. Your disasters. The government comes in and takes it from you. That's the purpose of them, family. That's the purpose of these. They set those fires. They come in and take over or buy it off of people or confiscate it. That's what's going on today. An end to private ownership of property. Except at the hands of the conspirators who would then own all property and usurp the power that such ownership would yield to it. Number three, destruction of all religions, supplanting them with doctrines laid down by the conspirators. We know this to be Satanism, according to Albert Pike. Four, now we're getting down to it. Destruction of the family and supplanting its discipline by that of the dictators. Why always the family? Because that is the structure of strength that God set up. Everything going on today is to destroy the family. Destroy the family, you destroy the country. Lenin, unquote. Uh-huh. Snuck it in on you. Vladimir Lenin was a student of Adam Weishaupt. I mean, not directly, but under his teachings that passed down through the generations. That's all Lenin was a student. Put it to work in 1900s. Destruction of the family is major strategy. Five, internationalism, or globalism, as you want to call it, New World Orderism, that was required by the conspirators' scheme for control over one world, involving the outlawing of patriotism and the fostering of treason. Outlawing patriotism and fostering treason. You understand what I mean by fostering treason? Causing it to happen. Outlawing patriotism. Well, look here. In 1948 to 1953, brought Chisholm. Remember the takedown of America beginning when? 1945, right? To outlaw patriotism and the fostering of treason. So I went deeper in and looked for more evidence. I found that in Roosevelt's Communist Manifesto by Emmanuel Josephson, 1955, page 23. And then I looked in another under Brock Chisholm and a quote that this Brock Chisholm, Chisholm, Director of the United Nations World Health Organization, expressed a globalist view when he stated, and I quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition." There it is again. "National patriotism," oh, "and religious dogmas." Bang, bang, bang for each point I've just mentioned in one article unrelated to the other. Slam dunk. See, that's how you do research. You find corroborating evidence from disconnected sources that say the same thing. You got yourself going on there, you see? That's how it works. It don't take smarts to have a doctorate degree. Baloney. It takes desire. It takes stubbornness. It takes a desire to dig out the truth no matter what. That's what it takes. And to get off your butts. And get away from TV. Get away from that stupid golf. And get away from the Southern 500. Watch cars go around in circles 500 times. It's time to do something. They're working on a bill up in Oregon, so your children that are disabled, that's how they're going to start off with, can euthanize themselves and you can't stop it. Now, how do you like that? Oh, that's what's happening. It's already happened in Belgium. They set up the model for it. It's being worked on in the United States. Several states have been working on it since 1994. Not a word from Ron Paul, not a word from anybody, how horrific this really is. Are they lost their minds? to allow your children to say, because that child is disabled and he's just tired of it and he wants to die, commit suicide. Suicide is not a way to get to heaven, let me tell you. Self-murder? Well, they're going to go beyond that, though. See, I'll look ahead. What about suicides of being bullied? What about suicides from drugs? What about suicides from those Ouija boards? What about suicides from psychotropic drugs for your kids or ADHD and they're tired of living? Now, do the math on that one, would you? Because that's what's going to extend itself to, so they can kill themselves. And you can't stop it because the International Rights of the Child will forbid you or you're going to jail. And don't be coming up with that sovereign, I'm a sovereign citizen nonsense, because they'll have a dictatorship. Y'all better wake up. You see, and they got you all tied up with this patriotic fervor. It's just nonsense. Because they're the ones that's doing this aren't one lick patriotic. They're satanic. Now, I don't care whether you believe in it or not. They do. You see, they believe in it. Well, how about this? It goes its place. Listen to these words very quickly. All of them have this desire. Listen.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
I don't find that funny at all. Nixon tried to do it. FDR tried to do it. Bush wanted to do it. They all are set up. They don't know which musical chair is going to be. Because God is in control. Back to family. So the way to do it is to focus on the family. No pun intended there. James Dobson, who's also a Freemason, who's also a part of the Council of National Policy. They're all dirty. I'm on a warpath. Doggone it. Nobody, you know... You see, the UN, well, you know, the United Nations, we learned as school children, represents mankind's highest aspirations and ideals. UN was formed by Nazis and others in the 1940s, late 40s, when we brought Hitler over with Operation Paperclip. Oops. 10,000 Nazis we brought over to America. Nuremberg trial was just a gloss over. The strands that are multiplying about us as American people, and gradually we're being forged into what? Manacles. That you don't know about. It's the work, not of a single night, but of decades and generations has been done. And this network of individuals I'm trying to bring you up to speed with, and organizations that leads this effort for global conquest, global, not just America. America's not the deal. We're just a pit bull dog, and they're getting ready to put this pit bull dog down to bring up two more pit bull dogs, China and Russia. Then we'll destroy them too. To bring in the Holy Roman Empire. That's the big picture. Now, they've built a worldwide movement, which on the surface appears to be a completely absurd mixture of incongruous or opposing parts that people aren't paying attention to because they're busy. And it's kind of a fusion of radical socialist, feminist, pacifist, environmentalist, and communist. And these are together, working together in groups and councils, committees, with international bankers, industrialists, and corporate CEOs. And this includes some of the world's wealthiest capitalists. You see, global problems, they know, require global solutions. And global solutions, they assure of us, can only be provided by a world government. to bring peace, and they are lying to you. Not a one of them is benevolent. Not one. Because they started all the wars, and they win all the wars because they control both sides. Family, this goes back to 1943. It goes back to Andrew Jackson. It goes back to George Washington. You know, in 1979, Senator Barry Goldwater, with no apologies, 1979 memoir, he noted that despite all the heated rhetoric that they were going through and the change in party label and all that stuff, political nonsense, one administration to the next, did you notice the same internationalist policies continued, unabated, really? Each president never did do what they say they're going to do. They were never called to task on it. So when a new president comes on board, there's a great turnover in personnel, right? No change in policy, really. For example, if you look back and you'll see during the Nixon years, Henry Kissinger, the murderer with NSSM 200 depopulation plan, with another one called Alexander Haig. He's a CFR member, Council of Foreign Relations, Knights of Malta, and Nelson Rockefeller, protege. They're in charge of foreign policy. Now, when Jimmy Carter was elected, Kissinger was replaced by Zbigniew Brzezinski, CFR member, and also David Rockefeller's protege. They just carried down, man. You know Zbigniew Brzezinski, right? You know that boy? This is what I'm talking about. It's been around forever. This fella, Zbigniew Brzezinski. Sounds like Jaws, don't it? Well, that's pretty appropriate for these evil individuals in our government and advisors to our government that we allow to be there.
Gentlemen, Robin, thank you very much for your, as always, elegant and eloquent introduction. I've heard it many times when he was
However,
at the Center for Strategic
I don't want to hear all that. Let's hear this.
That for the first time in
there we
history,
go.
For the first time in all of
Let's get down to the meat of it.
Almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
They're the ones that control Obama. They're the ones that control Clinton and Bush and all the rest of them. Gladfully so for them. This is how it really works. Not just Obama. Obama's just another puppet. A significant one, by the way. But they're all under the same control. You understand how this works. And we set loose to just let these politicians, CEOs, Luciferians, carry on. Of course, you're too busy. You know the Clinton-China gate in the 1990s? The scandals were the tip of the iceberg back then. That's when they were letting the Chinese in and giving the Chinese all our secrets. They've been doing this ever since early 1900s. But in the China Gate, that's the tip of the iceberg. Communist activities in New York City alone was increasing at a furious rate in that period of time, more so than ever. UN troops coming inside the United States from Mexico, Long Beach Naval Base in California, and our presence and Joint Chief of Staff aren't doing nothing about it but facilitating it. And their strategy of finding a hot button issues that can be that can exploit every group imaginable. Remember I said a little while ago how they divide us up, right? Have us fight each other? Well, we're going to do it again. They're going to get us on this rah-rah-rah routine, three-cornered hats, 4th of July, la-di-da-di-da. And then we're going to be taken again, just like they've done it every generation. They try to find a hot button. Bundy, it's Illuminati, he's a liar. Duck Dynasty, they make their own Bibles, they're not Christian. Baloney. You see, they want your hot buttons. They want you to not trust the cops anymore, and the cops that are Freemasons, and the ones that are the felons that's infiltrated into the police departments nationwide, oh yeah, are the ones doing the shooting illegally or doing the beating up of people and so forth. They want it on news. They want you to see it. To reduce the effectiveness that the police have on the public now. And the same thing with teachers. How about the teachers, huh? How about you teachers? You like those 18-year-olds, don't you? The 16-year-olds, you're told to do that, aren't you? Because they want to put it in the newspaper. They want you to see it. You can't trust the teachers anymore. You can't trust the police anymore. You can't trust the government anymore. Family, this is part of the agenda. You know why? Because in a lecture between 1873 and 1901, an Illuminati was lecturing a group of folks. He said that once the worthlessness of all governments have been acknowledged, we will launch the new world revolutionary plan. So they got to show you how worthless the governments are. They're going to show you how worthless the police departments are, the education system, and the politics all across the board worldwide. Now, that's how you defeat them, is you work together to stop these movements, to stop these laws, to stop these lying congressmen that do these the hood thing and the satanic. That's what they do at Bohemian Grove and these other places. Or Freemasonry. You get the Freemasons out of the government. You get the Freemasons and Jesuits out of your colleges and universities. You might get somewhere then. They look for hot buttons. What are we talking about? The homeless, gays, environmentalists, feminists, ethnic minorities having to go against each other. Wonder what do you think the KKK in the 1860s and Christian Identity and the Black Panthers later, there's a bondage of the blacks from 1600 in this free country. Yeah. Freedom for who? We're fighting for freedom in 1776. Freedom for who? White man? What about the blacks that were slaves all the way to 1960? What about them? What about the Indians and the reservations? Dadgummit. What about the Mexicans? Freedom for who? We celebrate the 4th of July for what? Freedom of white man? How about freedom of all Americans? What happened along the way? Think about it for a minute. Minutes up. You see, that's what we're talking about here. We've been misled by facade. Man, the blacks weren't free till 1960, really. Emancipation Proclamation, Abraham Lincoln. That's what he was for anyway. He kind of turned the tables on them. The Illuminati. But then what did you do? What did you do? You put them in, boy, you can't sit here. You got to sit over yonder. Now, boy, get your butt on over there. Hanging by trees. Rape, murder in the South. That's not free. How about the Indians, reservations? For what? That's their land. What you doing? Wounded knee. Man, we've got some thinking to do here. Man, some reality check here, man. And what about the Japanese in 1940? Internment camps. Well, practice makes perfect. The FEMA camps. Aha. Guess what they'd use those internment camps for if they'd achieved, if FDR, his cousin, higher-level cousin Hitler, Stalin, and Queen Elizabeth II, and Churchill, if they'd achieved their world government then, boy, that turns history upside down, don't it? Guess what those internment camps would be housing? Wouldn't be just Japanese then. Boy, I just upturned all kinds of history, didn't I? And I got the evidence, too. Now you sort of getting the idea? Ethnic minorities have them fight each other. Clergymen, FEMA's training the clergymen. They got all the bases covered, man. FEMA's training your clergymen to talk you into getting the mark of the beast and doing what the government tells you. Baloney. When the government causes me to sin, I tell them to stick up the wazoo. Render to Caesar, which is Caesar, unto God, which is God. Now, I'm not talking about armed revolution like Rick Joyner and Jeremy Boykin's talking about armed revolution. A dictatorship taking over a dictatorship with a dictatorship. I bet you I got new listeners. Well, if I got new listeners, I owe you an explanation, don't I? Well, because that's kind of a comment to make that really raise your eyebrows, but then I guess I owe you an explanation. Well, I won't do it. I'll let him do it.
So things are getting nutty in D.C., and people are concerned about our Constitution and whether or not, you know, we're maintaining the integrity.
Those who never heard this,
right?
So watch this.
Well, Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner,
Ministries,
he's genuinely concerned about the disregard for our Constitution, which is why he's praying for God to manufacture a military takeover of the United States government. On a recent TV episode, it's funny, but it's not funny because he's really serious. And he's connected up with some, like, military people. He said this: there's no way our republic can last much longer. It may not last through Obama's second term. There's a glib, almost joyful disregard of the Constitution, a belittling of the Constitution. We're headed for serious tyranny, is what he says. So, Pastor Joyner, please tell us what we can do. I'm concerned about our Constitution, too. What can we do to save it? Let's see what he has to offer.
The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God. We're not the new Jerusalem. I think we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let us be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I've started telling friends for a long time, that no election is going to get the right person in there that can restore us, because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover, martial law, and that the most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military.
Well, I hope God is watching his little TV station there.
I'm shocked that he would ask for specifically a military takeover. Oftentimes their messages are slightly more subtle.
And even more specifically, he says, I believe that there are noble leaders in our military that love the republic, love everything that we stand for, and they could seize the government. And what's important to him, as he said, is who those people are within the military. So who might those noble marshals be, Pastor Joyner? Well, Rick Joyner is the president of the Oak Initiative, which is, their own website describes them as a grassroots movement to unite, mobilize, equip, and activate Christians. And among the ministers and Christian lobbyists that comprise the 14 board member of the Oak, listed directly below the chair and the president, is retired Army General Jerry Boykin. And this is how Boykin is described in the Oak Initiative's own website. Lieutenant General Boykin was one of the elite warriors chosen in 1978 to make up the first unit in America's ultra-secretive and deadly Delta Force. That's who I want as part of my Christian army.
That's unbelievable. You know, what the hypocrisy here is just egregious, right? So one of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not kill. Period. It's not thou shalt not kill unless it's convenient to our political agenda. It's unbelievable, especially to have people that have essentially trained to kill others on their board and on their team.
Besides the fact of the hypocrisy of they're so concerned about the Constitution that they want to usurp the Constitution. So on a recent show, General Boykin and Pastor Joyner discussed the excitement that the end times were near and that the only thing that needs to happen in order for the end times is for a prophecy to take place, Isaiah's prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, Syria. So they're like
super excited about the destruction.
They're geared up. Yeah. Oh, good. He grabbed the popcorn, you know. End days are coming, but not before Joyner and Boykin elicit God's help to save the Constitution by suspending the Constitution.
Okay. Well, there you go. Now, how they get us to subjugate under this? By feminism. It goes back a long way. Subjugate the women into a bondage. You can't smoke. You can't vote. Stay in the house. Do this, do that. You don't get the same money as men. Blah, blah, blah. That was imposed upon the women to put them under a subjugated environment for generations or two or more. By design. In the same way that they planned the civil rights movement at least a century before it happened in the 1960s. They plan ahead, family. You put the country, you put the movement, you put the people, whatever, in bondage. Then you give them a movement or a spiritual faith to give them courage. That's number three. And then they get courage. They get one independence. Then they get abundance. It follows Tyler's 8-step program. This is monitored by generations. You understand how deep this goes? The Rockefellers funded feminism to destroy the families. This is a fact. I'm not anti-feminism. This, that. I'm telling you what they did. I'm not anti-anything, tell you. I'm telling you the facts of what's going on. And those of you who don't like me that think I'm talking out of my butt, well, I'm going to tell you something. I got the evidence. But the fact is, if we know, you may be deceived into thinking you're really going to win. But they're deceiving you and your families, thinking you're going to win and that you're going to advance into the next evolution of man and be some kind of saint. Well, it's going to happen. They're going to kill you. Chapter 15 of the Protocols, learned of the Zion. They are going to kill you. Those of you that think you're globalist, I'm warning you right now. As a brother in Christ, they're lying to you at the highest level. Karl Marx in the Communist Manifesto, remember he plagiarized Clinton Roosevelt in 1841. He said, I quote, abolition of the family. Do you charge us with wanting to stop the exploitation of children by their parents? To this crime we plead guilty, unquote. Family, that was 1848. Abolition of the family. Do you charge us with wanting to stop the exploitation of children by their parents? Does that sound like international rights of the child to you? Continuing. To this crime, we plead guilty. Karl Marx, Communist Manifesto. Where did he get that from? Clinton Roosevelt, 1841. Science of government founded on natural law. Where did he get that from? He plagiarized Adam Weishaupt's plan called the Protocols of Learned of the Zion. And when you look at chapter 15 of that very document, it tells you they're going to kill every Freemason. Once they have total control, the Great White Brotherhood is going to assassinate, execute every Freemason that knows too much in the same document that is contained in how they're going to abolish the family. Y'all better wake up out there. And those that keep in track and don't like me, they're going to come after you too. UNESCO, United Nations Educational, Social, and Cultural Organization, 1949. Look at the date. Quote, the kindergarten or infant school has a significant part to play in child's education. Not only can it correct many of the errors of home training, but it can prepare the child for membership in the world society. As long as a child breathes the poisoned air of nationalism, education and world-mindedness can produce only rather precarious results. As we've pointed out, it is frequently the family that infects the child with extreme nationalism. The school should therefore use the means described earlier to combat family attitudes that favor jingoism, unquote. So the family infects the child with extreme nationalism, 1949, right? You know what I said? Well, what about this? To show you the continuity of what I'm talking about, to slam dunk it, there was, is, unless he died, Dr. Chester M. Pierce, a medical doctor out of Harvard, a rather significant player in our history. He stood in front of 2,000 teachers in 1973 in Denver, Colorado. That's almost 25, 30 years later, isn't it? He addressed 2,000 teachers with a microphone. You understand what I'm saying here at a teachers' conference? And he said to these teachers, word for word, I quote, "Every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. Because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity, is up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating international children of the future," unquote. Now, how about that? And they also, they have the idea that every child in America is entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill, right? Well, then why to solve that? Let's come up with a fake disease called ADHD and give them psychotropic drugs to control them. Anybody ever heard of that before? ADHD, that fraud, fake diagnosis? I'm quiet for a while and let you sink it into your head to understand what I'm trying to get across. You see, that's what's going on today. I'm looking for evidence I can find to convince people out there and even the elite that you're being targeted by an evil group you can't even imagine. Ashley Montagu, M-O-N-T-A-G-U, whatever, spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California. And she stated, and I quote, "The American family structure produces mentally ill children." Oop, there's ADHD again. Paul Paul Brandwein, an influential educator, taught that, I quote, "Any child who believes in God is mentally ill." Shall I keep going? I can't, you know. I got dozens more quotes, just out the yin-yang, of everything I'm telling you. How deep this conspiracy goes is amazing. But they lose because Jesus Christ is the only way around this. This is not created by mankind. It's supernatural. How's that work? Satan is real. Fallen angels are real. They're not aliens. They're not ascended masters. It's all nonsense. But they invoke them into this realm by alchemy, tragedy, death. They take on physical form or they channel certain folks that receive them. And that comes the orders of what we're to do, what mankind's to do at the Council of Foreign Relations. Now you get it? United Nations, they have a chair there. They invoke these doggone entities into that chair. They do invocations. Can you imagine? The genius does not come from man. It comes from outside of man. Now, that may be over some people's head there a little bit of belief, but that's what's going on. Now, I know that I'm going to extend this into Monday, Tuesday, and on, because I think this touches about every area of what I'm talking about right now. It's like a spider web. Dr. Brock Chisholm, again, this rascal keeps popping up every now and then. World Health Organization, speech of September 11th, 1954. He said, and I quote, "The people who have taught us to believe whatever they were told by their parents or their teachers are the people who are the menace into the world." Shall I say that again? 1954, September 11th, Brock Chisholm, the same one, said, and I quote, I'm going to say it again, "The people who have taught us to believe whatever they were told by their parents or their teachers are the people who are the menace to the world," unquote. That's why they're trying to discredit the teachers now, by using teachers under mind control to sexually advance toward their students. The list of teachers, 23, 27 years old, 30 years old, having affairs with 18, 19-year-olds, 17-year-olds, is massive. And they want to publish it. They want you to see it. On purpose. Dr. Mary Jo Bain, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, under the Clinton administration, of course, she said, and I quote, "If we want to talk about equality of opportunity for children, then the fact that children are raised in families means there's no equality. In order to raise children with equality, we must take them away from families and communally raise them." There's your communitarianism. Motto of United Nations Children's Fund: every child is our child. Hey, y'all sitting fine with that now? I hope y'all get up to these states and start forming groups. There's things that you can do. All I'm trying to do is warn you about a bigger picture than Ebola virus, or a bigger picture than this pseudo-World War III they're coming up with. It's nonsense. Can they start killing? Sure, but it won't be World War III. They're lying to you. And these preachers out here, Four Blood Moons is nonsense. Hagee is full of nonsense. Mark Blitz, full of nonsense. Start to study the scriptures on your own. You can't trust these preachers, Billy Graham or none of them. I'm telling you, because they're Freemasons at the highest level, lying to their lower level Freemasons. Family, you got to get out of there and seek the truth. Doggone it. You know, one of the most terrifying features of totalitarian society is the control and brainwashing of children. That's how they do it. That's why they started the killing, and I got it documented, of why they had the aluminum pots and pans back in the 50s. Aluminum causes Alzheimer's and cancer. Oh, you look it up. Oh, look it up and watch what happens. Tobacco. They put certain chemicals in the tobacco in the 50s and 60s. Family, Coca-Cola in the 1860s, they put cocaine in the Coca-Cola to get generations hooked on it, because the Coca-Cola was designed to take down your immune system. So they got, what, 40, 50 years of drinking Coca-Cola with cocaine in it? That can't be good for you. Then they pull the cocaine out of it. Getting you ready for this? Energy drinks. You've had kids with getting heart attacks with these things. Now they got e-cigarettes to freebase nicotine. I guess they're getting impatient. Well, y'all went to college back in the 70s, and you have those things called, what do they call them, bongs or something? Water pipes with marijuana. Well, now they got e-cigarettes to freebase nicotine, When they legalize marijuana, guess what? Marijuana vape. To medicate the society, since fluoridation worked between 1900 and now. Look it up. That's what Hitler used in the concentration camps. Fluoride to docile, to medicate. Families have been targeted. They produce monstrosities of unimaginable evil. Hitler Youth, Mao's Red Guard, young pioneers of Vladimir Lenin, Joseph Stalin, Fidel Castro. He was a Jesuit 7 years. Fidel Castro was. Rick Joyner and Boynton are Knights of Malta members. The cold-blooded murderous youth of the Cambodian Khmer Rouge. Family, it's not Obama with his group. It goes back to Clinton, back to Hitler, back to Mao. All of it. It's all connected. We're coming to the end of the program today. Shoot, you know, I was just getting warmed up. Now, about Monday, I'm going to continue on with this. I'm not done. I'm going to cover the family as long as it takes. Because from there, covering the family and destruction of the family encompasses the whole conspiracy, just about, and feminism. And I'm going to bust it open next week in more detail. I'm going to dissect it if it takes me all week long. You got to know the truth. And it's time to fight it. And you do that through Jesus Christ, prayer, forming groups. Oh, I know. It's almost funny to say, well, we got to get all the Jesuits out of Congress. We got to get the Jesuits out of the military. That would work, but that's not going to happen. They target their own generals when they don't want to cooperate. Patton was targeted. Pat Tillman was murdered. Larry McDonald, they took down a whole family. These people are serious. You need supernatural help. Get close to the Savior. Turn off the TVs, turn off all this other nonsense, and get close to the Savior through the Bible. And the King James Bible only, with evidence that no theologian can prove otherwise. They run off at the mouth that they can from Harvard, Yale, I don't care where, but they can't do it. All they can do is rap, that there's an older version, or that the King James is okay, but there's really better ones out there. That's a lie. Absolute lie. It's not true at all. Because they're afraid of the King James Bible, the power it has to invoke the Holy Spirit to your life, to bring him into your heart to convict, and to bring you closer to Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. And that's why God loves you. He's bringing the tribulations. But family, before then, there's going to be a lot of deception. A lot of misguiding. Stay strong. Stay strong in the Savior of Jesus Christ. He is your Savior. But you are going to be tested. You must endure to the end. Which is a new beginning of eternity. Because there is no end. End of time? Sure. The end of time means it starts eternity. That's all that means. Where are you going to spend it? In hell or in heaven? Literally. And this is where the churches are failing today to tell you about hell, to tell you about salvation, to tell you about covering the blood of Jesus, to tell you about how to spiritual warfare. They're not telling you about it today. Well, do it on your own. Doggone it, you can do it. Where two or more are gathered, that's your church. Stand up for Jesus, not some preacher, not some rabbi, not some pope, not some religion, not some country. Stand up for Jesus. That's it. Because you are in enemy territory right here on earth, no matter where you are. That's the way it is. But he's there with you. Greater is he in you than's in the world. Remember that. Also, I got a website. I got a website, watchmanforjesus.com. Go on it. I use it mainly for my broadcasting. I do have some studies there that you're welcome to read or whatever. And archives, send them out if you think I'm telling the truth. If you like what I'm saying, send them out. I don't care how you send them out, but just send them out. If you don't, that's fine too. If you do, that's fine. Whatever. I'll let God guide you on that. I'm not looking for self. I'll do this for free. Everything I do on this is for free. I sell nothing. I don't want someone to think it's self-serving. I'm here to serve. I'm not here to get served. It's time to stand up for Jesus. Nobody else and nothing else. Because you're going to need him when this tribulations begin. And he's going to use the tribulations to wake people up. That's what they're for. And to bring judgment upon those that's caused all this pain and death and destruction. They will be judged and harshly. And the tribulations to wake you up. Because right now you're in a fog. Wake up. Get with it. Well, I want to let you know that we're played up on highpointradio.net. He graciously up there, John Kirkler, randomly plays our broadcast and Bible studies at highpointradio.net. Monday, 4 o'clock, broadcast. Hit the ground running. I'm going to tear apart the feminist movement so the feminists will know what they're involved in. It's not what they think. And I'm going to do it all next week. I'm going to tear into all of it as much as I can. And Monday night, 9 o'clock to 11, Blog Talk Radio, Jesus, Watchman for Jesus on Revelation Radio Network, 9 to 11. And you can also hear it just like you are now on my website. I also record it as in addition that they're doing Blog Talk Radio. I have my own recording as well. Family, get with it. Think about it. Pray about it. Because it is supernatural war we're in. And it's picking up steam. Don't be fooled by this fake World War III they got coming at you. And disclosure, who knows what. Family, it's all just a bunch of fluff and whatever until Jesus Christ comes back. Stay strong. Stay firm. Stay together. Well, good night and God bless. And this is your Watchman, signing off.
Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, the love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted in me.